When I got out of the Marine Corps and came back to the States, I spent a little bit of time on base, and then they sent me back to California. Well, I could have gone anywhere I wanted to go, but I came back to California. Then I had a really hard time adjusting to everyday life. There was several aspects of it. First, it was boring. I came back to Sacramento and got a job right away. I had a friend who owned a store and deli, so I got a job there, and then I started working nights as a bouncer at a nightclub in Sacramento. And that sort of sufficed the adrenaline a little bit because, there was an occasional fist fight or belligerent drunk or something that I could, some type of situation that I could control. And while I was doing those jobs, especially working at the club, my drug use and drinking just continued to increase and increase. And I found myself growing bored. So I started to participate with other friends in illegal activities and crimes and stuff just to get that adrenaline rush back. And I really couldn't find any work that satisfied me. From there to working at a warehouse. And then while I was working at that warehouse, I had my first real altercation with the law. I got into a fist fight where a gentleman's head got fractured. I got found guilty and did a year in Sacramento County Jail for assault with a deadly weapon with a great bodily harm enhancement. And then from there, I moved down to the Central Valley, thinking that it was Sacramento that was keeping me in trouble. And down in the Central Valley, my drinking and drug use just kept increasing. The violence in me started to peak more. I was in more fist fights on the street. I was, more bar fights. The Modesto-Turlock area, though, was a little more lenient since it was still kind of a cowboy biker. Still wasn't enough for the I was still bored. Yeah, through that whole time, I didn't realize that I was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. And what I realize now is it's all varying degrees, some from my childhood, some from the Marine Corps, some from after the Marine Corps. I mean, now what I understand of it is anything that was traumatic for me, and I always don't get to pick what that is. And these manifested in let me see, a big one was paranoia. I was always afraid that people were trying to get me. And so that manifested in by me carrying a gun everywhere I went. Because I just knew, that you were out to get me, and especially if I didn't know you all that well. I wouldn't ride in anybody's car. All the time I lived in downtown Sacramento, I walked everywhere. And if I did have to get in a car, I wanted to sit in the back seat right behind the driver. If I felt anything going wrong, I could take the driver. I could get control of the situation real quick. God, another thing was insomnia. I would stay awake for 3, 4 days at a time if I didn't, use some type of opiate or drink myself to sleep. The biggest issue that came out of all of that post-traumatic stress was the use of violence. The family I grew up in had a lot of violence in it, so I was, without any my parents knowing, because they didn't have any better information, I was socialized to use violence as a tool. And when I came home, what I didn't know that I know now is that I was scared. I was scared of everything going around me. I was paranoid. I couldn't sleep, so my brain never got to do what it's supposed to do when you sleep. That reset. I was polluting my body with all these chemicals and alcohol and drugs and all of that to mask the fear that I didn't have any control of what was going on around me now. Because when I was in South America, I always felt like I had control of the situation, and when I came back stateside, I didn't have any control, and that scared me. And that fear manifested as anger and violence. And just in that alone, I hurt a lot of people physically. It cost me several 1-year stints in Sacramento County Jail, if I couldn't get my way, I'd use violence to force my way. You know, through all of that, thinking about it now, I was a pretty lonely individual because I actually had very few friends around me that would tolerate the way I acted, you know, because I was so volatile. But you couldn't convince me that, you know, there was always somebody worse.